a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakanjahade. That means distant thunder, Wendy, if you didn't know. Yeah, cool name, huh?
Very cool name.
Yeah. So, hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and my colonized name is Robert Pilot, and we discuss national and local Native news and events and issues. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Hey, I had a long, long day and long, long drive
working
for the nation. And here I am spitting out some tunes. No, I guess I'm not rapping. But
Jibber Jabber.
Jibber Jabber. That's a good one. I'm here and not too coherent. But, you know, that's a little couple degrees off of my normal thing. And so, hey, we watched Reservation Dogs last night.
Yeah, we did.
And one of our guests was on that, and he was hilarious.
Yeah, if anybody needs to watch something really, really good.
And funny and resy.
It's got really good heart. Reservation Dog.
Right.
Dogs on Hulu FX.
Yeah. And tomorrow we're gonna have Dallas Goldtooth on, and I'm gonna talk to him a little bit too about. And he played that a Native American spirit that was talking to the young fellow whenever he got hit in the head. So, Lewis, how does he howl again? I think you have that pretty well down.
I almost want to get a video just so I don't embarrass myself. But ho ho.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check it out.
I just earned my paycheck with that one.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll record it and we won't have to pay you.
Right. We'll have to.
But it was awesome when, and, you know, we love smoke signals. And the father was on last night and Bobby Wilson was on. So it was a lot of fun. And it was just like, what's next? And, you know, they seem to be doing it the right way. Wendy and Ogama and Lewis, they seem to be doing it the right way. Instead of dumping everything on and then we just watch everyone for one day and then move on to your life. They're giving us little pieces of it. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to. And I think Bobby Wilson was talking about that.
Sometimes we like to binge watch, though. You know that.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bobby Wilson, in between all his swearing and we had to beep out that he, or I should say Ogama had to beep out, he said that he really enjoyed that as a young person. He's glad that they did it. And he didn't watch any of the dailies or any of the finished products. He's watching it the same way.
Wow,
as we are, and I
cool.
messaged him when it came out, and he was just like so happy that it came out so well.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Check it out.
So, hey, you know, I think we're just going to sit here and talk all day, and but first, let's go to Ogama with the news and see what she's got happening, because we know Ogama's got a powwow lag. You know what that is, Wendy, when you're at powwows all weekend and working in the sun, and then you get home and you're still tired. Say that again, Lewis.
I said all that fry bread, you know, it just wears you down, right, Ogama?
You know, actually, I only have one piece of fry bread the whole weekend, but I definitely have powwow leg, and I think the kids have powwow leg, too. They powwowed hard this weekend. They had a really great time. It was good to see family, but I am a little bit lagging. I do want to tell everybody I'm Ogama Ganuikwe. I'm an enrolled member at Red Lake Nation, and I do have some news for you coming here from central Minnesota on what's happening with the Stop Line 3 movement. Today's Tuesday. See, powwow leg. Tomorrow, Wednesday, August 18th, at Bayfront Park in Duluth, is going to be the Water is Life Stop Line 3 Honor the Earth benefit concert. So there's going to be a ton of really great artists that are going to be there. The headliner is Bon Iver, but there's also going to be Moomoo Fresh and the Cory Medina Band, who's one of my favorites. It's going to be so fantastic. But you know what I got told today, which is really interesting, 11 northern Minnesota mayors tried to pull the plug on this event by writing to the city of Duluth to cancel the show. Did you guys hear about that?
Sure did. I sure did. And thank goodness the mayor of Duluth said later alligators.
Yes. Yeah. She, the mayor of Duluth City Council President, Renee Van Nett, really put her foot down on this and said that this is everybody's welcome and that she will not be told how to love her people and run her city. So, like, right. Yeah. It's awesome. Oh, and then I do want to let everybody know that the show will also be live streamed over stopline3.org with the option to donate from noon until 7 p.m. Mm. The performances by Hippocampus and Bon Iver will not be streamed live. And that all proceeds that are going to be raised from this event will benefit Indigenous women-led Honor the Earth nonprofits in its fight against Enbridge's Line 3 construction on Native treaty lands during a time of crisis and severe drought up north. I also want to let people know that the Minnesota DNR had pulled several of Enbridge's dewatering permits, which I know we've talked about, for their Line 3 construction. But the city of Park Rapids, this Park Rapids City Council, actually struck a deal and sold the city water via public fire hydrants to Enbridge. Wow. So I don't...
Anything from money. Just get some money and you could get them. Yeah. Get whatever you want.
Yep, exactly. So the mayor, Mayor Lechner of Park Rapids, is claiming that there's not a water shortage in Park Rapids, despite Hubbard County suffering from extreme drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, but is allowing Enbridge to take water from their fire hydrants at a bulk rate. And that when members of the community asked the city council how much water was being taken, they were told that they did not know. As city council members, they may not know that information, but somehow they approved it. So that's that's really concerning.
It's typical. And I see if people are watching us on Facebook Live and YouTube, I see my present in the background there, that nice necklace with a distant thunderbird on there. I see that.
Oh, Ogum. It's hanging on Ogama's calendar.
Yes. And then the bell just rang. So that means it's true.
Exactly. The last two things I wanted to share today, that the White Earth Police Department put out a notice today telling people to not approach or interact with a roaming buffalo that was reported in the White Earth area in Minnesota and to call your local law enforcement agency. I don't have any more news on what happened That's with wonderful. That buffalo or where it came from. They were doing their best to make sure the buffalo is returned safely to its home, and I found that highly amusing, and I pray for that buffalo and make sure it gets home safe. So if you're in the White Earth area, give Native Roots Radio a shout-out. Let us know what happened to that buffalo. Yeah. And the last thing I wanted to touch base on, Wendy, you're going to be maybe excited about this. Moderna, the biotech company that developed the COVID-19 vaccines, the first one last year, may be coming out with a vaccine to fight HIV/AIDS. Mm.
Wow.
So that's really big news. They're going to be beginning human trials for their mRNA-based vaccine for HIV/AIDS sometime very soon here in late August. And it's really, really exciting to see something like that happen.
Yeah, I read a little bit about that. So they have tried different vaccines in the past that did not really pan out. So we'll see how this one works. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, definitely. So
yeah,
Wouldn't it be amazing in our lifetime to see that go away? Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, they actually talked about how it might be possible using this mRNA vaccine technology. And the reason that this is coming up so fast is actually due to the COVID-19 vaccine is because the mRNA vaccines, their approval with the Food and Drug Administration or the not the Food and Drug, but their approval process is different now due to COVID-19. So it's a big step.
It is a very big step, and I hope that that happens. Yes, definitely.
Well, I see in the bullpen, our guest is here, Joel Morales, and I can't wait to talk to him about his trek to the Capitol and getting ready to give a citizen's arrest to Governor Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
In Minnesota, perinatal and postpartum mothers have legal protections to help keep them safe and healthy in the workplace. That means exclusions from heavy lifting, safe spots for breastfeeding, and more. The Women's Economic Security Act protects the rights of pregnant and postpartum women to work safely during pregnancy and to express breast milk at work. The Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry is here to help you and to protect your rights. Call 800-342-5354 or visit dli.mn.gov/newparents.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake.
We are the Lusan Nation.
Welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakanjahare.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
I always, you know, we talk about howl for wolves and then we howl, but I don't know. I always want to howl after you say MN350,
oh,
too.
Really?
I don't know. It's just me. Hey, I just want to give a quick shout out to Ogama with the great news. I wasn't able to say that. Thank you for the updates, Pini mm-hmm. Gigi.
Yeah,
they mean
really
a lot
important.
Very important. And, you know, I talk to people all around Turtle Island that listen to our show, and Ogama's one of the first people they bring up.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first people.
I want to say it's a lot of work filling in for your boots, Ogama. Those are big shoes to fill. A lot of work.
Lewis needs a vacation.
He's exhausted.
He's exhausted. Lewis needs a vacation after your vacation, Ogama. So cool. Hey, we are really excited, again, to get an update from Joel Morales. And he's doing the Treaty People Walk for the Water. And he's here giving us an update, but we want to talk about more than that. But we want a really big update with Joe. Joe, Pini Gigi for being on, and thank you so much for hanging out with us. I know you look like a hot mess. It looks like it's 100 degrees where you are. Welcome.
Thanks. It's only 94 degrees, so it's much cooler than you think.
Yeah.
Thanks for the comment on my
Yeah. Hey, you're breaking up.
Can you guys just hear me okay?
Yeah, you're breaking. Don't move right there. We hear you perfect right there. I can see you. So whatever reception you're getting, don't move. But yeah. So how many days have you been out now and how many miles?
I think we're on day 11, maybe day 12. We are more than halfway. Things are going well.
Yeah. So how many miles do you think you've gone? Or how many miles is it? And then I'll do the math. I'll divide it by a half.
256 miles, 125 or something like that.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. That's a lot.
Maybe more.
Wow.
How are your legs and your knees holding up?
My My legs and my knees are fine. I really need a shave.
Along your way, are you able to find places that will support you and the walkers as far as like food and water and shelter, et cetera?
Yes, really, really blessed to have a lot of different organizations, community groups, church groups, individuals give us showers, give us places to stay, give us food. A really, really, truly great experience seeing community come out.
That's awesome. I saw pictures on Facebook of one was with you and Kaylee, and you were kind of like passed out by a tree. And I guess that was after a long day's walk. So I appreciate you putting those pictures up on Facebook and your comments also, because it really, we could really understand how hard it is and really, how unbelievably dedicated you are to do this. I think we lost him.
We may have lost him.
Yeah. It looks like we may have lost him temporarily.
Should I just pretend I'm him and answer that?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to ask my question, if we can get him back on, is, how the traffic is. Are they getting a good response from traffic? Or, in my town, I live in central Minnesota in Brainerd, and we've done Stop Line 3, just like vigils on the corner where we just hold up signs and flags and those kinds of things. And we get a lot of people with, Trump flags on the back of their truck coming by and blowing exhaust by us and giving us the bird and screaming at us really negative things to get a job and those kinds of things. And I really hope that they're not experiencing too much of that on the walk. Mm-hmm. I hope there's a lot more support than negativity.
Another day.
Yeah. Ogama, it's funny. Those people don't need clean water, right? Ogama, the people that are giving you the bird and all these other things, it's so funny that it somehow becomes politicized, things like clean water and clean air and, respecting those type of things for our kids. It's like, what are you going to live on? Do you want bottled water from Nestle the rest of your life?
They can have bottled water from Nestle the rest of their lives. Nestle just lost some of their rights to continue bottling water in places because they were paying a very low fee and taking advantage of that.
Yeah, and do you remember Ogama and Wendy? And I don't know, maybe Lewis, you heard this too, but I know we reported this about a year ago, that these big companies wanted to come here in Minnesota and suck up all the water and take it to places where there is very little water. And it's just like, come to a lake and drain it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and then around the same time, I remember talking to Winona LaDuke, and it was like, that's when the water went on the stock market. Mm-hmm. So all these things that are approaching us. And I think these big companies really like to blame the consumers or the little people that aren't making these decisions of, just wasting all this water and things like that. But hey, there's Joe. Joe, can you hear us? Give me a thumbs up. He's frozen, he's frozen, and he looks mad, Wendy.
He's got the dome light on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're really lagging, Joe. It must be because the signal's going all the way around the world the other way.
Maybe you could call in via voice or something.
Yeah, have Joe text him the phone number and have him call in.
Yeah, Ogama's right on that.
Awesome, perfect.
Yeah, so we got a few minutes.
He always has a lot to say. Joe Morales, the last time we had him on the show, it was awesome because he gave us the update where they were walking, why they're walking.
So I always like to really throw out when we have a little technical difficulties like this, mm-hmm. is to throw out the number 952-946-6205. And I think we'll call this last 3 minutes of this segment, Ask the Lakota Guy. And, you know,
oh wow! Talk about being put on the spot there, boss.
you could ask Lewis anything you want about Lakota stuff. So anything you want. So
put out that number one more time.
952-946-6205. People in Dane County and Madison, give us a call. I just came from the Wisconsin, and it's like 7 degrees colder there than it is here. I couldn't believe it.
It's crazy.
But, you know, we're heading up north. Yeah, I don't know. But, Lewis, also give a quick shout-out. I know I have you do this all the time, but I think it's really important because you have important messages on TikTok. And TikTok has become the number one social media platform out there. And I can see why. And now they've lengthened it to 3 minutes. So give your name out there, and I'll maybe give a shout-out to Native Roots Radio, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those that are interested, Native Roots Radio has a presence on TikTok. It's at Native Roots Radio. Pretty easy to go there. But we often do show updates before the actual show broadcast. So you kind of get a little bit of understanding on who the guests are going to be that day and what to expect, etc. TikTok, again, is such a growing thing. It's come a long way since my, you know, breakdancing videos. I've been putting out there. Now it's actual education and media. And I just want to give a shout out to all my Lakota Oyate out there. How matakuyapi yuha chante washte na pecha yuza pelo. I know we have a lot of our relatives out there on Rosebud, Pine Ridge, Crow Creek, etc., that are listening into our program. They often leave us comments after the show, etc. So it's so good to give a shout out to all of you and kind of know that we hear you. And this show, again, is such a unique, beautiful place because we give, voice to everyone of every nation, indigenous nation of the Western Hemisphere. All of our issues are one together. And if you're interested in following me on TikTok, it's that at Lakota Guy, just at and then Lakota Guy. And you could follow me on there. And I usually do a lot of Lakota history and history keeping, Robert.
Yeah, you do a great job, and it's our honor to have you on here. I feel really blessed and honored to have the knowledge and everything. Hey, we have Joe on the phone, and I want to welcome Joe back on here. Joe Morales, the Treaty People Walk for Water, and he's halfway here, and he said that the trip's going to be 250 miles, and he's about 125 miles away. And he's exhausted, and he needs a shave, and his hair looks like he's got a little fro going on there with the humidity. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and very good.
Awesome. Great. I just want to remind you, it's not just Joe that's walking. We've averaged about 15 people per day walking with us. There are more on the weekends. People are more than welcome to join us. You can find us on Facebook at Treaty People Walk for Water. That will give you all the pinpoints of where we are on the daily. I don't know how much time we have left. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties, but I'm going to try and get some information in here real quick.
Well, Joe, do you have time to stay on another segment? Because we're about to hit a hard break. And can you stay on for a few more minutes after the break?
Absolutely.
You're awesome. Hey, I appreciate that. We're with our guest, Joe Morales, and he's doing a walk for water to the state capitol, and he's going to fill us all in, the Minnesota State Capitol, fill us all in on what he's doing, what he's going to be doing. And again, the great point that he just made, Wendy, was it's not just him, because we see pictures of many, many people. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Wendy,
stay with us. If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strong Hearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strong Hearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hey, Minnesota, it's Brad Friedman, host of The Bradcast. We'll expose all the latest schemes, frauds, and more weeknights at 7 on AM 950.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950. After the hailstorm last year, we had a number of people stop by the station letting us know we had damage. That's when I called our trusted contractor, Snap Construction. Turns out we didn't have any damage, and our roof was still in good health. Ryan, is it common to hear you have damage when you don't?
Chad, this can happen more times than not. At Snap Construction, we'll give you a thorough assessment and let you know the condition of your roof. We are trusted by a number of insurance agents in the metro to give them just that, an honest assessment. Last year's storm is just starting to reveal damage on homes that didn't show damage last year. If you were in the path of a storm and were denied, it's worth an extra look. Freezing, thawing conditions, and spring rains will wash away the damaged granules that are covering up damage from last year's storm.
Call Snap Construction, arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor in the metro area, at 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
We use technology every day to help manage our lives. Why not use it to help manage your medications? St. Paul Corner Drug offers several free tools to keep you on track while taking your medications. Use our mobile app to quickly order a refill or the MedsonQ application, which turns your smartphone or tablet into your very own personal medication attendant. Email and text messaging options let you know when your medication is ready for pickup, making efficient use of your time. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Partly cloudy overnight and a low of 71, then hot sunshine on Wednesday with a high of 91. Hazel's Northeast, offering some of the most creative comfort food in the Twin Cities, is now open Tuesdays through Sundays. Hazel's is at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis, just minutes from 35W. Make your reservation or place your to-go order at hazelsnetogo.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and that was Jane Fonda, the real Jane Fonda. Ogama was right there with the microphone right in front of her mouth asking her to say that. So that was awesome.
I was. Yeah, it was. I think about that. Actually, it's funny you bring that up. I think about that whenever I hear that. I was like, I was really close to Jane Fonda. Right?
And she said it twice, too, like really with meaning both times. It was like hard to choose which one to pick. You know, it's just like, oh, let's just do the first one. That was good. But yeah, that was fun. And that was what event was that again, Ogama?
That was during the Treaty People Gathering in northern Minnesota at the beginning of Camp Firelight, which is run by Rise Coalition.
Yep, exactly. Hey, so we're here with Joe Morales, and Joe's one of the walkers, you know, and again, one of the walkers that are doing the Treaty People Walk for the Water. And so, Joe, you have more time now to talk. There's so fill us in here and how we can support you and what's going on.
Well, like I was saying before the break, people are certainly welcome to join us on the walk. You can find us on Facebook at Treaty People Walk for the Water. And yeah, come join us. We have some exciting news. Mary Kunish will be joining us on Sunday to walk. And at that point, we're also putting out an invite to Tim Walls and Peggy Flanagan to come out and walk with us as well.
Yeah, well, we love Mary here. She's on every Friday, and she's so positive, and I know she's really behind this, behind the Stop Line 3, so that's exciting news for us.
Yep. Yes, this walk has inspired solidarity walks around the country now, and also I know of at least one that's in Australia. So we are being heard. This is probably the biggest anti-Line 3 thing going on at the moment. And we will be at the state capitol on August 25th, where there will be a huge event. There will be ceremony starting there on the 23rd. And then there will be events going on even after we arrive on the 25th. So it's really exciting. At the beginning of this, we're hoping to get six or seven walkers with us at any given time. And now we have, like I said, we're averaging about 15 walkers. I think it's only going to get bigger as we get closer to the Capitol.
Wow, that's exciting.
That's great, Joe. You know, during the break and when we couldn't hear you, Ogama had a question about what kind of response are you getting from the passerbyers? You know, are you getting, you know, good response or a bad response?
I would say we're about 90% good responses.
Good. Good.
And even the negative responses are being met with good cheers. There's, you know, we are a treaty movement. We are not violent. We are not engaging, and our engagement will only be positive.
That's
great. We're coming at this walk with our feet on the, firmly planted on Maka'ina, and we are walking in prayer and in a spiritual way. We did some calculations, and we figured that it's about 500,000 steps for one person to walk the 256 miles to the Capitol. And if each one of those steps is a prayer, if you multiply that by the number of people that are walking, it's millions of prayers that are being said as we walk. Millions of prayers for the water, millions of prayers for the Manomen, the wild rice, and for the healing of our Mother Earth.
Joe, I got a text message from Grandma Mary or Great Grandma Mary Lyons, and I saw her. She was walking with you too, and that's amazing because she's one of our sacred elders here in Minnesota that is really all about the water, MMIW, and she does so much for our people. You know, it was great to see her in the walk.
Yes, Mary will be joining us again on Sunday. She's met up with us a few times on the walk. Her words are always beautiful and encouraging. And the last time that we saw her, she had her daughters and granddaughters along, and they actually made orange shirts to commemorate the boarding school children that are being found now by the thousands. And I think that one of the things that we talked about when we come into the state capitol, where anyone who's joining the walkers, we're asking them to wear orange shirts. And that last mile into the walk, we're going to come in silently.
Yeah. You know, Joe, one of the things I know that you've been involved with over the years, and as natives, we walk in a good way when we're spiritually fit, and we also come in a spiritual way. Everything's led in a spiritual way. Can you explain to our audience a little more about that?
Well, yeah. Leonard Krodark told me many, many years ago that that if we don't come at these things, even if they're political, with spiritual grounding, and ask our relatives, our relatives, the spirits, to be with us, that we're just kind of spinning our wheels. But when we ground ourselves and we remember that we are of this land, when we remember that we are here to, as part of the land, not to be in charge of the land, but just as part of the land, that it makes our approach much, much more, just much more grounded. It helps us to keep, you know, it helps us when the naysayers come by, for example, to remember that we're walking in that sacred manner. And when you walk in a sacred manner, you can only speak good, you know? Right. And so that's how we're coming at this.
So give everyone the address again, and then we'll let you go and water those or soak those dogs, those feet of yours, walking all these miles. Give us how we can support, and maybe I'll come out there Thursday, seeing that all the celebrities are. I'll have to make a special rare guest appearance out there Thursday, too.
Awesome. Sunday is when Mary's coming, yeah.
Yeah, Sunday.
You can find us on Facebook at Treaty People Walk for Water. All of the information is there to sign up to walk with us. There's a GoFundMe going on. You can also contribute to all of our sponsors, which is MN350, IEN, Rise Coalition, Sierra Club. This is big. And I just want to close before I close, I just want to say that, remind people, this is not an Indian problem. This is a human problem. You cannot drink oil. You cannot drink oil. And Trump or any of those other people, they will not buy you water when the water is gone.
Well, hopefully we still have our license after this show, but so thanks, Joe, for coming on, and we're going to check in again with you, and hopefully I'll see you Sunday, and again, say hi to your significant other. And we're putting tobacco and prayers out for all you walking and staying safe.
Hold on one sec.
Hi, everyone on Native Roots Radio. Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your walking.
Yes. Pina Gigi. Well, thanks, Joe.
All right. We'll see you guys. We'll see you today. Get cold water.
Oh, that sounds good. Hey. Are we still on the air, Wendy?
We are still on the air.
Woo.
I don't think they can immediately pull it. Like, I think.
No, I'm kidding. There's a 7-second delay button on. we've heard it. That's to say that we've heard it. It bends the sound on AM 950 if somebody accidentally says a swear word or something or there's someone in the background swearing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But wow, that's amazing, you guys. Wendy, hopefully everything will be okay because they're going to turn our front yard into a bee garden and we don't want them to get hurt.
I'm really inspired by all the walkers, really. So they said that they're going to be at the state capitol on the 25th.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and that event, for people who are interested, that one is called the Treaties Not Tar Sands event on Facebook, and you can join either part of the walk ahead of time or meet them at the Capitol at 2 p.m. on the 25th, which is next Wednesday, the 25th of August. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, one of the things you mentioned, Winona's concert tomorrow. Up there in Duluth, and you know, it's so funny. I want to ask you a little bit more about who those other governors or mayors were that want them to stop it. But Native Roots Radio is going to be up there, at the very least, Ogama is going to be up there with a Resist shirt on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yep. I'm probably going to look a lot like I look now. So if any of you are wondering what I look like, picture me with a mask. This will be me there tomorrow. And I forgot to mention, it's bring your own chair. Or picnic blanket or whatever you'd like to sit on, because it is at the Duluth Bayfront Festival. So there's not like bleachers and things there. So you need to, if you want to sit in a chair, come prepared to bring your own chair.
That kind of rhymes. Didn't it?
It did rhyme. It was pretty good. Yeah.
Wow. You're a poet and your feet show it. They're Longfellows.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis, you get that one, right? Hey.
I'm there with you.
Okay, so I'm a little nuts today, as you can tell, but we only have a minute left in this segment, and then we're going to do a sacred animal section, which Wendy's highly prepared for, I can see. She's drawing X's and O's on her scratch paper here.
I'm doodling.
Yeah. So, hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio, best of. No, just kidding. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. And, you know, we're going to be back, you know, very, very soon. Wendy, do you have anything to say why I put up the bumper music?
Well, what I have to say, I want people who live in Wisconsin to maybe get their pens and paper out just to jot down some information. And then the information really is for people who live in Wisconsin.
I bet you I can guess what it's about.
Yeah, I bet you can too. Sure.
Wolves?
Exactly.
Because we got to save those Wisconsin wolves because they're slaughtering and down. And
I have some updates and a New York Times article. Yeah.
Wow, that's excellent. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and that was Joe Morales, who's doing that treaty people walk for water, and we'll be here in the cities, and I'm going to try and get up there on mm-hmm. Sunday, possibly, if it's not 150 degrees, because I'm an elder, you know.
Mm-hmm. You are an elder.
Yeah. And ever since I haven't been coloring my beard, and I really look like an elder. Hey, we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
In Minnesota, perinatal and postpartum mothers have legal protections to help keep them safe and healthy in the workplace. That means exclusions from heavy lifting, safe spots for breastfeeding, and more. The Women's Economic Security Act protects the rights of pregnant and postpartum women to work safely during pregnancy and to express breast milk at work. The Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry is here to help you and to protect your rights. Call 800-342-5354 or visit dli.mn.gov/newparents.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are a Lusa nation.
Hey, welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hare.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Wham!
I just did you know, people that aren't watching us on Facebook, I mean, there was a picture of a wolf howling.
I know.
Thanks,
it's
Lewis.
Awesome.
I'm trying to get the audience to howl at us. Home type of thing, you know?
Yeah. Everybody at home howl. Here
That's
we go.
That's their cue. It's like the seventh inning stretch, you know?
Yeah, wow. Okay, I'm goofy as heck, so we're going to listen to Wendy and talking about our sacred animals, which I guessed correctly is we're going to talk about those crazy people in Wisconsin blowing the crap out of wolves for no apparent reason.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you did my whole segment. Thank you.
I like to end with these thoughts.
Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. I was just about to say a different name. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them. And as everybody knows, I was given that name by my Dega Curtis, who goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. So as always, Dega, thank you very much for that meaningful name. It mm-hmm. means the world to me. I am a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the state and local level. And yes, today I am talking about the wolves, and this is an update from Howling for Wolves, who is one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
So Howling for Wolves posted this on Facebook on August 15th, so just a couple of days ago. As we all know, in October of 2020, the Trump administration officially announced its plan to delist the gray wolf from the endangered species list. In response to this announcement, several states, including Idaho and Montana, passed legislation that calls for the extermination of up to 90% of the state's wolf population. As recently as this week, Wisconsin announced that this year's wolf slaughter quota is 300 wolves more than twice the recommendation of local biologists. Wolf hunting is legal in Montana, Idaho, Wisconsin, Wyoming, and Minnesota with minimal oversight for a species that was delisted from the ESA in the last year. These hunts must end. So what I'd like everybody to do is to join. It's called relistwolves.org/Minnesota. So I'll say that again. It's relistwolves, one word, .org/Minnesota. There's all kind of information on there, people you can call. What we really need to do is call and email Deb Haaland, the Secretary of the Interior. Mm-hmm. She could really, really help us with this. And just recently, what I've learned is, all those petitions that you see online, you have all those petitions that you could sign and everything. And those, a lot of people go online and they'll say, oh, here's a petition to help the wolf. And I'm going to sign the petition. And then you hit send and you think, well, that's all I need to do. Right. But I just learned recently that the petitions are really out there for an educational purposes to teach you about and to, help you understand the issue. And by signing the petition, it absolutely helps, but it doesn't give as much punch as giving an email, sending an email, making a phone call, those type of things. So that's what we really need to do. So what we have here is, thank you for putting that up on our Facebook page, Relist Wolves, and to tell Deb Haaland to do this.
That'd be a great t-shirt to make me, Lewis. That's awesome.
Hashtag Relist Wolves. Yeah, you could leave that up during my segment. I think that's important, and maybe just scroll up really quick if you can. But anyway, the New York Times has an article out. It was just put out on August 11th, so 6 days ago, by Neil Rigador. And he has a whole article about the wolves and what's going to happen to these wolves in Wisconsin. We already talked about this, Robert, right? Mm-hmm. The quota, I can't even remember, was 200 wolves, I think, the last time. And
this thing that was put up by Lewis, mm-hmm. I was reading a little bit, and the first day they slaughtered, 60. They were so way ahead of their quota,
right?
Like they met the quota in 48 hours or some weird.
Yeah, I think it was 72 hours. Yep. They met the quota and they stopped the hunt. It was supposed to be a week long hunt,
right?
And it lasted 3 days.
I want to know. Let's say you go deer hunting. You eat the deer. You use the pelt. Whatever. what the heck do you do with a wolf? You just blow him away and then
put the body in the dumpster.
And then you go, wow, I killed something. Mm-hmm. I'm cool. I really don't understand.
It makes them...
the thinking behind this. Mm-hmm. I do like when it comes to hunting, and mm-hmm. if people are doing it in a good way, like Native Americans, they put tobacco down. I know Hmong people, too, mm-hmm. pray over their food that they've killed and mm-hmm. thank the Creator for this gift. But blowing something away like that, mm-hmm. who else are they going to – are they going to kill a person?
It's a trophy hunt. It's trophy hunting. They go to Africa and they kill beautiful wild elephants and, you know, zebras and all kinds of beautiful animals for the kill. They do it just for the kill.
Yeah,
they do it for the kill, and most of the bodies of the wolves end up in a dumpster.
You know,
they end
up
in a dumpster.
There's a psychological thing too, and I think this talks to like mass shootings and everything too. Mm-hmm. But there's a psychological thing when you hold a gun in your hand. I don't know if you've ever done that, Wendy.
I have.
There is some psychological power that comes along with that, and we have a lot of psychopaths out there.
You know, it's really a sad thing that, it is. It's really something else. And what breaks my heart is that I've, you know, from Howling for Wolves, mm-hmm. who is our sponsor, I've learned so much about wolf packs and wolf families and how they live together and hunt together and teach each other and, you know, how they survived all of these years, and it really just breaks my heart that people, you know, and people can just go out there and they just don't care and they just shoot them. The thing is, too, is they don't go out there and just shoot them. They're using other means, like they're luring the wolves out.
Yeah. Can I ask Lewis for 30 seconds so we can get back to Wendy, can end the segment here real soon. But I want 30 seconds of you to explain to our audience. Native Americans watched animals and mirrored that in their own way. And one of their animals and one of their relatives was mm-hmm. the wolf. Yep. Will we talk about that, Lewis?
Yeah, you know, it's not only that we mirrored them, we respected them in their ways. They mm-hmm. they taught us, you know, how to survive, how to treat each other and relatives. I mean, one of the big dances you see in Wachipis and Wapawas is the prairie chicken dance, right?
Yep.
And that kind of shows you right there that our respect for the animal and replicating what they've done. And what Wendy's talking about is so important. Like, let's be honest about it. This is not hunts. These are not hunts. I don't even know why they call them hunts. This is literally just killing animals. Why don't they just call it a killing animal lease, right? A killing animal permit. It has nothing to do with a hunt. Hunting is sustainable. And as indigenous people, we've had a relationship with Unchi Maka Wakan, as we call the sacred mother earth, for time immemorial. And part of that is watching over what we do to earth.
Yeah, everybody, please email, call Secretary Interior Deb Haaland and ask her to please put the gray wolves back on the endangered species list.
The ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, and one for office. Thanks, Joe Morales, for stopping in and talking about the walk. Thanks, Wendy. Always tear to my eye. Always comes during your segment sometimes. You know, it's so emotional. Hey, we're still here. Thank you, Ogama and Lewis. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.